There is this quote I love from Einstein where he says, the most beautiful thing we can experience is the mysterious. I love that. And so with that energy and inspiration, we're going to be exploring the explorer energy. And the explorer in us, when it reaches its potential, when it's balanced, is the part of us that wants to see, to experience, to understand, to peel back the layers, and at a very deep existential level, just to experience the infinite mystery and unfoldment of life. That might be inner exploration through meditation, understanding yourself, your consciousness. Some folks take psychedelics and go on inner journeys. Woo! Going down a huge slide into my unconscious. I'll be back in 6 hours with some insight. And then we have outer exploration. We can travel the planet. Hopefully one day, I'm a huge Star Trek nerd. Interplanetary travel would be the best thing ever that would fulfill my inner explorer. Right now, I just watch Star Trek before bed every night. Next Generation, of course, late 80s, early 90s. Captain Jean-Luc Picard. I'll stop right there. We can explore history. We can explore biology and physics and chemistry. We could explore cultures. We can explore anthills. We can explore ecology. We can explore absolutely anything. And that's what makes it so fulfilling and so fun to be an explorer. And it's a deep part of the human spirit to want to see what's over the horizon. If your exploration energy is deficient, maybe perhaps you never leave the house, you never go anywhere, or you're not open-minded to new things, new ideas, new ways of looking at the world. If your explorer is in excess, at one point in my life, it probably was, where I was living out of a backpack for years and just wanted to go see the next thing and the next thing, didn't have any grounding, didn't have any money, didn't have a center, an inner or outer center, let's say. And so I was a bit in excess in that exploratory energy. Some explorers, they gather and gather information, experience, but they never synthesize it, integrate it, express it themselves to the world. They just keep looking to the outside. So we can be excessive explorers and avoid something. We could be deficient explorers and avoid something. Or we could be balanced, healthy, and really fulfilled in our explorer energy and experience the mystery, as Einstein put it, the wonder, maybe the infinite forms that life can take and it just wants to show us for the pleasure of our own experience. How freaking cool is that? In the Seven Energies of the Soul book, in every chapter of each energy, there are questions you can ask yourself to deepen into each of these energies and assess where you are with each one. And there are some action steps too. And then, of course, free meditations to go with each energy of the soul. There's three meditations, and they're all free on my website or on my app, meditationschool.us. And .us, because I'm from the US, or maybe it's .us. I don't know what it is. I'll have to explore that. I hope you go find some exploration today. Get into something fun. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy the infinite mystery. And I'll see you in the next one, where we're going to be talking about our last energy, which is the master. Ooh, I'll see you there.